The gospel reading for this, the second Sunday of Easter, is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, beginning at verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life eternal. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Ever since that first Easter, everything's been changed. Jesus has put death to dead, and he has brought life to life, and we are living in the light of his empty cross and empty grave. Everything is different. And yet that first Easter long ago was anything but a party. It was anything but a joyful event for the disciples. They had heard the news, the women had told the good news, and they weren't buying any of it. So here we see the disciples that first Easter night, locked away, hiding, filled with fear, and just spewing bad spiritual breath to each other, filled with doubt and fear, and just wondering what's going to happen next, like the sky is falling. And to that very place, Jesus comes and walks through locked doors and changes the whole atmosphere of that little tiny fearful congregation. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And that's what makes this Sunday so special for us, thinking about how that first Easter evening ended, not with fear and struggle and turmoil, but with Jesus saving the day. And that's the good news about Easter. It is true that you and I can't always live in the joy of Easter. Our lives become the ashes of Lent so often, and yet that doesn't stop Jesus from coming to our rescue, giving us his peace, breathing a sweet spirit upon us so that we can go forward in hope, peace, joy, and love. But these are the dynamics that are so important for us to take to heart, especially now in a time of crisis over the coronavirus pandemic. There is so much unknown out there. There's a lot of things that don't make sense. And perhaps long before the coronavirus, you were dealing with challenges in your life and you hardly know what to do with them. The good news is that Jesus is risen and reigning, and he and his work now is to come to our rescue, just like he did long ago with the disciples. I mean, it's quite compelling to hear Peter talking with the Sanhedrin, and that was our first reading. He said, along with the apostles, when they were being challenged by the ruling class and the religious elite of his day, "We must obey God rather than men." I mean, what happened? That first Easter evening, they're cowering in fear. They're afraid of their own shadows. And now we hear them boldly saying that they would rather obey God than buckle into the peer pressure and the scrutiny of the people around them. What happened? It's this. God took a group of fearful followers and turned them into full of faith saints, trusting in the Lord and sharing the good news of what God has done through His Son. That's the beauty of Easter. And that's the beauty of your life and my life, because it's not about Peter anymore. It's not about the apostles. They are now with the Lord. Now it's about you. It's about me. And it's about the work that Jesus is doing. I love the post-resurrection accounts of our Savior's ministry 40 days before His ascension. It's beautiful to see how Jesus takes a ragtag group of misfits and trains them, fills them with a humble and yet bold faith that just trusts in the Lord. And He is doing the same thing in your life and my life. He's taking us through our fears and our challenges, and He is making us trust in Him, bold in Him, so that we can share the fresh breath of His love and His forgiveness that the people in our lives need to hear about and take comfort in. Jesus is at work, reviving us time and again, coming to our rescue, delivering us from our fears and our anxieties. He's at work even now in your life and my life. And that's the beauty of Easter. And He knows what's going on in your life. And He wants you to have the fresh breath of His Spirit. I mean, it's fascinating to think about how Jesus came to even doubting Thomas. I mean, Thomas was filled with doubt for a week. His fellow disciples were trying their best to help him understand and have peace, but he was just full of doubt. And yet Jesus shows up and blesses Thomas and gives him the assurance of His resurrection. And then Jesus says a very interesting thing. He says this: stop your doubting and believe. And blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. That's you. That's me. That's all today who know of Jesus' empty cross and empty grave. But what do we make of what's going on in our lives today? How do we look at some of the challenges that we're facing? You know, Peter wants us to understand from his epistle to the church that was scattered in exile long ago, and he writes to us as well. He says this: in this you rejoice, this good news resurrection, the fact that we're Easter people. But now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The things that we go through now are refining us so that we may praise Jesus more and more. It's not easy. You know, we're Easter people that need peace, and Jesus is in the business of bringing to us the peace of His empty cross and His empty grave over and over again through word and sacrament. He encourages us through the counsel of the people in our lives who help us to see what Jesus has done, to help us consider and take comfort in His empty cross and His empty grave, so that we can have peace, so that we can share peace. And it's through the trials that we face that we learn how to share with others the good news of what God has promised. You know, it's not easy. These days, there's a lot of unknown, and yet God would have us trust in His Son, to take to heart what He has done, and to speak fresher breath, and to even use the word, I know it's kind of a strange way of thinking about it, as the respirator we need to breathe through so that we can get a handle of what's going on in our life. Because through the Word of God, God trains us to understand what's happening around us, what's happening inside of us, so that we can have a better word to say, just like the disciples did long ago, who were no longer were going to go along with the ways of the world, but to rather share the power of the Word that really revives and blesses us and gives us peace. As Easter people, with a peace that we can share with others. Not that we have it all figured out, only that we know that our Savior is at work, risen and reigning, caring for us, bringing us through the challenges of our day, so that our faith is refined, so that we grow in a godly humility and a boldness to tell others the great things that God has done. I mean, that's what the disciples ended up doing. They grew in Christ's love and grace, and then they shared it until God swept them to their eternal home with Him. And now it's your turn and my turn to share the good news of what God has done through His Son, to the praise and glory of our Father, in the name of Jesus. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.